I am Father Kevin Shemig. I'm pastor of Our Lady Guadalupe Church in Macedonia, Ohio. Our reading for this Tuesday is from John's Gospel. There was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem, at the Sheep Gate, a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, with five porticos. In these lay a large number of ill, blind, lame, and crippled. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there, and knowing that he had been ill for a long time, he said, "Do you want to be well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While on my way, someone else gets down there before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your mat, and walk." Immediately the man became well, took up his mat, and walked. The Sabbath law is at the center of the law for the Jews. One of the Ten Commandments given by God to Moses on Mount Sinai bonded the people together and to one another. The Sabbath is a day of rest, prayer, and family. Nothing is to violate the festival for the Jews. When Jesus healed the paralytic on the Sabbath, the authorities were stunned. How could this so-called prophet sin on the Sabbath? Healing, picking up mats, and even walking ruined the day. We understand the spirit of the Sabbath with Jesus. The man pleaded for healing. The Sabbath now was creatively included the man and his need. When we fail to keep the Sabbath through prayer at the Eucharist, time with family, rest, reconciliation, and care for others, we violate the day and the community. Few take this obligation seriously today. It is time to take the Sabbath into our hearts and follow Jesus, who celebrated the Sabbath for us, the Sunday festival.